Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Rad Reality Show Network, but we're going to kick it off with our intro. Well, let's get the show on the road. Big Brother's right around the corner. So, hey, everyone sit back and enjoy. Because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for... That's right, Manic Monday. Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone in the chat room. We have a special guest tonight.
Big Brother's coming up. Can you believe Big Brother's coming up? It's like a week and 2 days away. But the chat room is filling up. So if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Garcia. Today is June 16th, 2014, and I'd like to thank you all for being with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. It's Monday, so we all know what that means. It's time for the Manic Monday Show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. And tonight she's got a La Wonderful special guest. That's right, Mr. La Wonderful, Mr. You're Not Ready, Mr. Handsome Fight himself, Luan Exum from Big Brother 13, will be joining Michelle to talk about Big Brother 16 and all these rumors that have been churning out of the rumor mill this season. Let's say a quick hello to Paul from Minnesota, who will be co-hosting with me tonight, and then we'll bring up our host and get this party started. Paul, how are you tonight? What's going on, and are you excited for tonight's show?
I have been excited for this show for quite a number of days now, and you said the date is June 16th, better known as T-minus. Do you have the countdown clock? T-minus 9 days.
Here we go.
Till Big Brother 16.
Yes, and even less than that for their big reveal, which I'm so anxious for.
Wednesday, is it? This Wednesday we get the house tour. So
yes.
That's always
yes.
Exciting.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Let's do the intro for Michelle and bring her up. Can't wait to talk to her. Here we go, folks.
So you want to play with magic?
And Monday, we have the honor to bring in the first house guest to ever come on to my show from Big Brother 10. It's Michelle Costa. Michelle Costa.
Michelle, are you there?
Awkward.
Michelle? Let's answer this call and see if that's her. Michelle, is that you?
Yes, I'm the one and only Princess Michelle Costa, and I'm on the beautiful beaches of Bahamas. Oh, I wish you all could be here right now with me, but instead, we're live together on many Mondays. Yay!
What the hell?
I don't think that was Michelle.
That almost sounds, remember when Louie did that? But that wasn't Louie. Who the hell is this? Try another one. That sounds like a prank, don't you think?
Yeah, let's try another one. Let's see. Is this Michelle Costa? Is this Michelle Costa?
I don't think so. Watching.
That's not Michelle Costa.
No, that I want to hear that voice try to do a high pitched.
Okay. Where is our Michelle Costa?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, surprise, it's me.
No!
No.
I mean, they would never let me do my radio show in sequester, but I'll tell you what, the weather here in Ganya is just beautiful. Oh, my God, not a cloud in the sky. And, oh, my gosh, that was so funny. Hearing, I think that was Cowboy, actually,
yes,
guys.
Yes, baby.
Hello, Cowboy. I mean,
hello.
You guys, let's just punch out the elephant in the room. And there's no way, I have no idea what anybody's talking about. I am not in sequester.
Okay.
Well, we hope you are, and we hope that there's a flaw in the system, and you're actually talking to us right now, and we wish you all the best of luck.
Well, it's so
we
funny
hope you
that...
stuck your phone in the bathroom and got away from a handler. And...
No, my handler is like, fine, do it. You know, you just can't go 3 feet from me. So she kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, when you're handcuffed in the house to somebody 24 hours. It's like that. I mean, no, I'm just kidding. You know, the funniest thing is that my mom asked me yesterday if I was in sequester.
Did you say, yes, Mom, I'll be gone for 3 months. Will you be okay?
I was like, what does it look like? You know, and it's so funny. It's so ironic that today when I was at work, I worked in a store that my phone didn't work. So I wasn't online. It's just been kind of one of those things. It's just irony.
Okay.
I swear.
Have you prepared an answer to this question? You talked about what Mama Casa said yesterday. Did you do anything special with Papa Casa on Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, of course we did. I mean, it's Father's Day. So we went out to eat, and I did take pictures. I just didn't put them up.
Sure, Michelle.
No, it's just ironic. It really is. I will put the picture up, though.
But
we had a great time. We ate. I had jumbo shrimp and rice and french fries, and we had a nice bottle of wine, and then I had an espresso.
So Michelle, that sounds like a sequester food. Are you sure you're not eating sequester food and just pretending that your dad's there with a picture?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'll be honest with you.
Michelle, can we get something out of the way real quick for you? Because I know that today must have been a bit of a sad, disappointing day. What the hell? 4-0?
You know, I wasn't able to watch it.
Because, you know, I was working.
Today was the first match with Portugal in the World against Germany.
Yes, and I'm very sad about it. You know, I don't have too many, like, deets on how Ronaldo did. And just, so, you know, I don't really know too much about it. I was able to watch it yesterday.
I have to ask you, because there was an injury and they had a substitution by an R. Costa, Ricardo
Ooh.
Costa. Any relations?
You know, probably. I just got to make sure that if I go anywhere where he is that I don't end up making out with him, because you don't want no incest. Because those soccer players are hotties, you know. And I was at the Portugal-Mexico game before their voyage to Brazil. So that was fun. So I got to see, like, you know, a lot of them in person, my family and friends and stuff. No, I just want to say I'm so flattered. You know, I've gotten, like, so many messages, and my phone hasn't stopped ringing, from what I hear. No, I'm just kidding. And I'm just, like, so, like, to be a part of a rumor, oh, my God, it's so awesome. And, like, so many people are supporting me, and they say that I really deserve to have a chance to go back in the house. And I would love, and I would do anything for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm not in sequester right now. So that's a bummer.
But you can leave tonight.
Huh?
You can leave after the show, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I feel like a lot of people don't believe me. I don't get it.
Can we put you on a plane and send you out to the sequester?
Just send me there, and I'll figure it out. I'll hitchhike to CBS Studios and work on there.
Michelle, you can do what the gentleman did on The Bachelorette. You know, he camped out for 7 days outside of the house to try to get a chance into the house. You could do the same
thing. But he got denied. I don't want to get denied.
Yeah, but at least
I want
them
to be like, we've been waiting for you. We have your bed waiting for you. And I want the same bed that I had before, which was covered with cowboy boots. It was all cowboy boots. And I want to
remind
you
of me, huh?
Yes. Oh, goodness. My handlers give me the googly eyes. I think she likes the cowboy. And she's a lot of fun. We've been playing cards, and no, I'm just kidding. Why doesn't anybody believe me that I'm not in sequester? You guys all believe that I'm in sequester, don't you?
We
want it so bad.
We don't want to believe that you're not.
Yeah. I wish I was, but I'm not.
Well, any day
like
now.
Like I said, why would they have me do this show? It wouldn't be logical. I mean, seriously.
Well, you know, as badly as we want to see you in there, we can come up with reasons. It's a good cover.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't even think about it like that. Sure. Yeah. I mean, because if I didn't show up, then that would be definite. But I'll just say something. If I do go back with this supposed cast, I'm super excited. Because a lot of them are my, like, friends' friends. And I'm willing to be like, okay, we got to take this friendship to a certain point, and then, you know, there's just things in the game that you can't move forward with certain friends. And, you know, if you put that in front, you know, and say, okay, listen, we'll do this, and then, but I don't know. I mean, I heard that, you know, there's a few people that I know on it.
Yeah, here is the problem, Michelle. Over the years,
yeah,
you've been doing this show, and every time you get a Big Brother person on, you've always made an alliance deal with all of them. How are you going to break those?
You're right. I have, and that could be a problem. I think that's why I'm already starting to try to figure out how to get out of it by seeing this lame story that we're friends, but I mean, okay, let's just go over it, okay? So, okay, there's me, which that's not happening. Who else can we name that's on this list of supposed sequester? Okay, we'll start with Eric Stein, I guess, right? Is Eric Stein on there?
Yeah.
Okay, so Eric Stein. We've played slot machines many times. I think that would take us far. So there's also Kaser, I've heard. So Kaser went to Rainbow, and so maybe that could be a good bond.
Right.
You know, I'll be like, remember Oregon? Remember the beaver? I got a beaver.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't forget the beaver is what I'm going to be seeing. Yes, I'm going to make sure he doesn't forget the beaver. Okay, we also have
Danielle.
Can you guys – okay, Danielle. There's two Danielles, right? So we got Danielle Reyes.
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
There's rumors of one Danielle filming Survivor right now, so I don't think that she would be in the house.
I had not heard that until you mentioned it, Cowboy, and let me tell you, if that rumor is true that Danielle Reyes would be on Survivor, how awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, would that be fun to watch?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it would be incredible. She would kick butt at it.
And
you were at Toys for Tots with Danielle Murphy.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. And I went to Reality Rally, and I spent a lot of time with Danielle Reyes. And I'm going to tell you, she is a beast.
A beast,
I mean, you
yeah.
just talk to her. You talk to her, and you can just, like, feel her energy. It's like, oh. So if she's on Survivor, amen. And if she's in the Big Brother house, amen for me. Anyway. Am I? I don't know. Let's see. Danielle Murphy, I think she let's just backtrack quick. So what would be the theme of us being in the house? Did they come up with that theory? Like, there's an array of different people. I know I've heard something like either they were a third or they got... Yeah, like they got taken out by a twist or some sort of like maybe Russian roulette veto. I don't know. So
this is the thing. I actually think I have some good insight. Because I was Dr. Holmes. I was snooping and trying to find out who was on there and who wasn't. And I actually did find out that with a question of doubt, there's newbies in the house. So there has to be a different type of twist. But there is newbies going into that house.
Okay, so do you think that they will be revealing just the newbies on the 19th? Or I don't think they would reveal veterans.
Unless.
Until the day.
Listen, I have an answer for everything, obviously. Unless they reveal a list of veterans for us to vote online.
So maybe you can vote for me.
And Julie Chan did tweet out today that this is going to be the most twisted season of Big Brother.
Well, then Michelle's definitely in.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm in. Like, I'm there. That's my calling. But I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I am sitting in beautiful Rhode Island, staring out my window, laying on what kind of looks like a hotel bed, but it's not. It's a bed. It's not a hotel. I'm actually eating corn nuts. Would you consider that a snack of hotels? No. And I'm having a glass of wine. They would never let me have a glass of wine, right?
What? No, that's not true. In one sequester, I actually packed my own beer in my suitcase and shipped it across on the plane with me, and a few beers busted in my bag, and they actually took my clothes and took it to the dry cleaners. But I still had beers that actually went through the trip, so I actually got to have my beers in sequester. And guess who they took my clothes to instead of me by accident?
Who?
Ronnie Tabbitt, of all people. He goes, wait a minute. He goes, these are not my clothes. And he saw that it was cowboy type stuff. And he was like, huh.
Wow.
And, you know, and so they had to hurry up and say, oh, we're sorry. And we got to compare notes afterwards because I was telling him that my beer busted all over my clothes. And they had to send it out for dry cleaning, but one of the handlers actually took it to Ronnie's room.
That is so funny. And Ronnie is so, like, analyzing everything that he must have sat there and was like, what? Smelled it, put it on, probably pranced around in it, you know, just to get the feel of it, and was like, cowboy's hair. Because he's so intellectual that he knew that there was something behind these clothes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what happens when he, you know, whoever got my thong and my, you know, my jumpsuit, my unitard, they, you know, they must be like, OMG.
If I was in there and there was access to paper and pencil, I might have jotted down a note to you, cowboy, and said, I don't know if this is you or not, cowboy, but, you know, put it in your boot. No, that's not yours. Hey, Michelle, one of the names was Kevin Campbell. How awesome would that be?
That would be awesome. He came up to Toys for Tots and spent some time with him and stuff, and I hear through the grapevine that he's been acting weird, or from what I gather, my conversations are weird or not, but they're not. I'm just me.
Ian Terry's on that list.
Ian.
And Russell Kyrie.
My boy. See, it's going to be hard for me because I got a lot of final twos, final threes, and final fours up in this shit. I got myself in a pickle. I got to get out of quick. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm smooth sailing for a little bit. but anyway, Ian, that would be awesome. But yet that doesn't fit in the theme of what they're trying to say, how I would fit in. But they're also doing some sort of thing where Dan's involved and anybody who is involved with Dan. But yeah, I'm the only one that was named from Big Brother 10.
He wouldn't answer me today when I tweeted to him and asked him if we'd be seeing him in the Big Brother 16 house or anyone from his Big Brother season 10 cast. He did not answer at all.
Oh. Well, I mean, Dan mystifies us all, and put me in the house with him. We'll see how Russia Roulette goes then.
Well,
you'll have a little miss for him as well, huh?
I mean,
you know,
I would be like, Dan, you're my boy.
And
by the way,
I call Dean Terry. I call Dean Terry and try to call him out. And he said, cowboy, he said, there's rumors that you're in the house. I said, that's not true.
Wow,
I said,
he flipped it on you. I gotta use that one. I didn't even think about that shit.
And
people keep following me.
So let me let you talk to my kids. And he goes, oh, okay, maybe you're not. But it was.
Well,
it was
I can let you guys
funny.
Talk to my bunny. I mean, my bunny is a freaking bitch and does not stop talking. But I'm sure the minute I put her on the phone, it's gonna stop. And you know, it's so funny how ironic it's. Name it's BB because my BB peeps got it for me when my Bugsy died.
And
BB is still alive, and I'm staring at BB right now. I don't think they would let BB in a hotel room, but I will say I have been doing naked handstands, and if anybody knows that story,
for BB
hello, Universal Studios.
Yeah, right.
If your bunny could talk, would it sound like me, 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 me? What? You do it.
Me, 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 me.
There you go. You got to resurrect that.
Yeah. I got to work on that. I got a little time to work on my sound effects. No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
yeah.
I like I said, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh.
I'm hanging out in beautiful Rhode Island, and it's sunny like California.
Just
but I am super excited to hear that California, you guys will be getting Dunkin' Donuts in the next couple months. So congrats. And
they're getting what?
They're getting their first Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that's
Jeff
so exciting!
In the chat room.
It's not. It just so happened.
Hi.
I heard it on the news. People, I know. Weird.
Michelle.
Yeah. Cherry.
Jeff the Dude is in the chat room. He said to say hi to you and Cowboy, and his question is. So will there be veteran BB players returning for this season?
Me no comprehendo. Me no
so.
No.
I
hope so. I think so.
You know, I was watching Jeff and Rachel's live feeds today, and, you know, even Rachel believes that there's past house guests coming into the house.
Yeah, and I wish one was me, but it's not. Bummer.
She's going to go camp out.
Yeah, I'm going to go camp out like it's Black Friday. I don't know why people keep saying that I'm odd. I'm not odd. I'm the same odd that I've always been.
Yeah.
Right, Cowboy?
Let me ask you this. If you are in the house, how would you say hi to Panther? I did that for a reason. She's listening.
Why? Why is that?
She's listening.
Because she's listening.
And I did get your phone call, Panther and Laura, and I will call you back as soon as I can. I'm super busy with work. You know how that goes. But I am super excited because I am taking Papa Costa and Mama Costa, this is for my dad's birthday, to WWE Wrestling on Friday, which I will try to take pictures and post. And I've gotten a lot of people that have asked me to take pictures of newspapers. Really? Who reads a newspaper nowadays? I mean, I can snapshot my phone, but that doesn't mean anything.
I actually...
That's
right.
I asked you to call me from your home phone.
What happened, Charlie? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
What? I just asked you to call me from your home phone.
Yes, you did. And I was not able to meet the request, so I'm sorry for that. My house phone was broken. It was not working at the time. I don't even use it. I mean, it might be. I don't know. I don't use it. I'm always on my cell phone, which I haven't been on.
Because the battery's been...
Just because, I mean, yes, actually, I had a battery issue the other day. My phone wasn't in charge.
I
just don't have major dilemmas. I can't believe none of you guys believe me. Okay.
We don't want to believe you.
Chat room. I mean, I'm not watching the chat room right now because I can't. But chat room, do you guys believe that I'm in sequester? Or you guys let me know what they think.
No, people think you're in sequester. I'm getting text messages, and even Gator says that he feels like you're full of crap.
Well, right now?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Hey, Seymour thinks that we need a Scott. So you up for a Scott phone call?
I'm not. My laptop's not working. That's why I'm not on chat.
Well, that makes
sense. I'm having so many technical difficulties. It's ironic. I know.
How about FaceTime?
What's FaceTime?
Oh, boy, you're relentless.
I can do FaceTime. I don't know what that is, but if that involves the phone, sure.
Guys, listen, this is the thing. Is, you know, Michelle's probably telling the truth, but Michelle, you know, we are big fans of you, and we support you so much, and we really ultimately don't want to believe you because we do want you to play that game again. We know how much it means to you, and you would have the biggest cheerleaders of Big Brother history just with the Rad Reality Show. So if you are going in, just know that you have the biggest support whatsoever. And make sure you pitch that there may be a possibility a charity party in Vegas after this BB finale.
Yes. Conway, do you want to talk a little bit more about that? I know that the details aren't definite, but what's your thoughts on what you guys plan on doing?
So the thing is it's up in the air. We are we're throwing up some dates. We're seeing if people would be interested. Of course, it would be all for the charity Paralyzed Veterans of Nevada. We all know who backs that up as the president. And we want to be able to get the awareness out there and just kind of get a feel of how many people would be interested in coming, seeing how many house guests we can get involved to see if it's going to be worth our time. Because one thing that we would be doing differently is it wouldn't be no 300 people that the payroll is not there for. So it can't hit. So it's just one of those things where we would want it to be very successful. And the only successful way that we can possibly do it is to fill out the fans that would want to come and go from there and also see how many house guests would want to go. I mean, ultimately, you know, we have to get sponsors and stuff like that. So it's one of them things that it's a strong possibility, but it's not 100% set in, you know, writing as of right now.
Hey, Cowboy,
Do you have an idea of when you guys would be able to say that it's definitely going on?
We would like to do it in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And that way, there's still plenty of time, Big Brother going in and stuff like that. We're waiting to see who's also in the house, stuff like that, how many contacts we can hit up and to make it worthwhile.
I was just going to say to you, Cowboy, to make sure that you don't get into trouble. All you said was, we all know who is the president. If you don't mention his name, you're going to get in trouble from him.
No, I can mention his name. His name is Daniel Kaminsky. He's been a huge fan of our show for the longest time. We all know that he helped support Ron getting to Vegas a few years back to give Ron his dream wishes, and it was the best trip and memorable Vegas trip that I will never forget, and that goes a long ways.
Absolutely. I love Dan, and I think he's awesome, and I would totally be a part of it. As soon as I get out of the house, I would money.
I want to share, Michelle, from the chat room, somebody that popped in there, Oregon Pammy. You know who Pam is.
She says,
Michelle, you better be in Facebook. Wester, I can't stand that you're on the show here right now. She's...
Oh, hi. I mean, I can't stand that I'm on the show right now either. I mean, who the... No, I'm just kidding. I am here.
I know.
What?
I was going to ask... I know that you were muting your phone at the time, but did you like my little Ron Michelle Costa?
I did. I loved it. It was awesome. I think it was pretty funny, actually, with the callers. And know, the high voices and stuff, and Cowboy did a good job. As long as he was naked doing it, I don't care how he did it. But you know how I like my cowboy, naked. that came out wrong.
That's all right. I like myself naked as well.
No, because you guys know, I mean, if you guys weren't here before on one of these crazy calls that we've had of cowboys calling in for Manic Mondays, but he did call in, and he did say he was naked. So that's where that came from. And next question would be, Cowboy, are you naked? Because I know I'm doing naked handstands in Sequesta. Woo, bitch!
You know, you should be doing your exercises while your handler holds the phone to your ear so you can be exercised and ready to go so you can win your competitions.
My handler totally did not like that conversation, and she's kind of like telling me to get off the phone right now. And
stay
I'm
away,
begging her, please, no.
Stay away from the window, Michelle. You know better by now, right?
I know. But, you know, you get bored in this goddamn freaking hotel, so. I mean, Ganya. Ganya
Amen.
Is a bitch sometimes. I mean.
How many weddings have you watched outside the window?
You know, upside down, I can't remember. The blood circulates to your head and, you know, the blood's flowing. And all I want is a glass of wine. That's all I want.
Hey, speaking of weddings, we have somebody that knows a little thing or two about weddings, don't we, Sherry?
We do have your special guest with us now, Michelle.
Ooh, and, is it another person that thinks that I'm in sequester? Probably.
Well, is he in sequester?
Music.
We have something for him, too. I can't wait. An intro.
Boxes in a bunch. Yes, we do. So, but we all know that he don't wear boxes, so he's got his balls in a bunch. And yes, I'm saying that through sequester walls, bitches. Take that, sequester. Now, listen, wonderful. Boo boo. Listen. Do you think I'm in sequester too?
Okay, girl, let me tell my handler to come outside real quick and tell you to come to my room.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess we're both in sequester, so we got final two until we get down to the brew.
Are you both
when
in
we get down
hotel?
To the brew, I'm going to have to half step you to the left, you know? Boom. I'm kidding, boo-boo. I'm not in sequester, babe. I'm not. I swear.
I'm so glad because I'm coming your way, baby. Y'all ain't ready.
Yes.
Boo.
I mean, we will prove everything when I show up in New York, if I do. It might be one of those monograms like they did of, like, Michael Jackson. It might be, like, a 3D.
I think when we see each other and we both taste the Big Apple, it's going to be a good treat, boo.
I don't think New York's ready for this, but all right.
No,
you guys, it's
not.
Mr. LaWonderful. He is on the line, and he is one of the newest members of the NYC Premier Party. Lawan, tell everybody to come on down to NYC to get by the Big Apple.
Really,
you and me.
I really want all the BD fans to come down and party with me and Michelle. And Adam and Eric, but I want you to come down. Show me some love. I'm coming all the way from Cali. And trust me, I want to come and taste that Big Apple all over it. Trust me. Trust me.
Oh, shit. Well, good Lord Almighty, Lawan is in the building. Lawan, I just want to let you know that you are obviously on with Miss Cherry Pie and Mr. Paul from Minnesota, but you are also on with Cowboy.
Hey, yeah, baby,
Cowboy,
how are you, buddy?
How are you, sexy cowboy? How are you?
I tell you what. I'm trying to call Michelle out because I feel like, without a question, doubt, she's in sequester. And I hope you're in sequester, too. I mean, that would be, like, freaking insane. But, you know, it's like, do you know how many phone calls? I've been getting phone calls as well. They go, Cowboy, do you think they would let them have their phone? Do you honestly think they can have your phone? You know, this is the thing. We are 16 seasons of Big Brother.
Wow.
And they have to allow so much. And I really hope that Michelle Costa is full of crap and that she's in sequester.
So you guys really think that they're letting me do the radio show because I'm so relevant, which I'm not. And nobody likes me. True story. They don't want to see me back. Do you really think that they would let me? Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, you know, Michelle, I can say if you're bored in your sequester room, just text Lawan. He'll come and bring you some wine.
Well, if I can get to my phone, I would just do that in a snappity, snappity doo-doo. So I'm getting to that right now. But I actually, they've given me a glass of wine that was one of my demands. I said I will not do my radio show with the front to the phone, but I will do it to the back. Don't make me, unless you give me wine. And then they said, if you do diary rooms like that, we will give you as much wine as you want. And I said, amen. We got a deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I don't know why you guys think I'm in sequester. Lawan, do you think I'm in sequester? Boo, I'm in Ganya, girl. Ganya is sick right now.
You know, I don't really get into all the rumors and all that stuff because I always like to be shocked. But not only that, I mean,
we're going to shock you right now. I'm in goddamn sequester, biatch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have to think outside the box. And for those who have played the game and have been on Big Brother, you know they're not going to give you what the fans want. You see what I'm saying? Like, they think outside the box.
Well, that's why I'm probably, my name's called out there because it's not what the fans want.
I mean, you know,
exactly. I guess I'm goddamn in sequester. Goddamn it. Somebody send me
something. I mean, like, the sequesters have their phone, let them chat. I mean, that would be cool, honestly, to be honest with you. But, I mean, like, you know, it's just like, I love this time of year because it's like Christmas to me, to be honest with you, because to hear all the what ifs and what do you think the show is going to be like this year and who do you think is sequestered or, you know, this person is sequestered because look what they've been on Twitter or on Facebook. I mean, I get a hoot out of it. I ain't going to lie. I sit back with my glass of champagne or wine, and I'd be cracking up.
Well, you know what it is? It's like I want to put myself in other people's shoes. So, like, I'm putting myself in, like, Lawan's shoes and Cowboy's shoes and Cherry's shoes and Paul's shoes. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, somebody I know that I know.
Right. Somebody
that
I know.
That there's his name's being thrown around. Like, they're in the sequester. I know how I felt when, like, you know, I see people that I'm friends with back in the house, you know,
I
get why everybody's, like, going crazy right now because, you know, a lot of people are so awesome. They have my back and they want to see me Because I would go in that freaking house and I would whoop some ass. I'm telling you right now, I'm not playing. I ain't playing second time around. I'm going in there, and I'm competitive as all shit. So I feel like I'm going to be, like, Janelle-like, and I'm gonna like, you know, be put on the block, and then I'm going to win the veto, be, like, house, head of household, and then put on the block, and I just chew them up and spit them out. That's what I feel like that's what I'm going to do. But with the cast that I hear, I'm thinking, like, I'm going to have some smooth sailing going on. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, LaJuan and I, if you get in the house, we're going to send our headshots to Allison Grundner and Rich, and we're going to, when you win HOH, you're going to see our handsome-fied faces.
I better see them freaking faces, and I'm going to be like, those are my brothers, Cowboy. And I seen him naked. Yeah, it's kind of incestual. And LaJuan, that's my brother, too. And I probably will see him naked sometime in the next future. And
I'm pretty
so
sure.
Back off, bitches. And then, you know, they're going to leave the room and they're going to talk shit. They'll be like, I got to get that bitch out next week. And then, you know, I'll stay in again. But no, I'm not in the house. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I have no idea about these rumors. And I'm sticking to my story.
Well, hey, LaJuan, I tell you what. So, LaJuan, how's the weather in California right now? Let me see if it matches what Michelle Costa
says. It's beautiful.
Does.
It's actually gorgeous. No wind.
It's
always gorgeous in California.
It is gorgeous.
Gorgeous here. Just ironic that it's just gorgeous as it is in California. I mean, what am I going to do? I can't change Mother Nature.
We have a call for you. Would you mind taking a call, Michelle?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. It actually is somebody else from St. Louis, but she's not actually in St. Louis at the time, so...
Let's Wait, that's ironic. Is she in sequester?
Let's ask her. Vicky, how are you, sweetie?
Hey, Terry, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I miss you.
Well, I miss you, too. I'll be back
hey,
in
Vicky.
July. Hey, Cowboy, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Well, hello,
so do you think
Mrs. Vicky.
Do you think Michelle's in sequester?
Well, I have a question for Michelle if she's in sequester, but I did want to say hi to you first, Cowboy, and ask how you're doing and the kids.
We're kicking butt. Life is great.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear.
And I'm scared for the question, so go ahead there, Miss Vicky.
Okay. Question is, if you are in goddamn sequester, who are three people that you would hope to play Big Brother with, and who are three people that you would hope not to be playing with, and the reasons why for each?
Okay, well, my first question for you is, do you want to see me back on Big Brother? Because I will not answer. Okay, good answer.
Of course, Portugal princess, of course.
Hello. Okay, three people that I want and three people I would not want. Well, I would want Cowboy. I would want LaJuan, obviously.
Good choice.
And then I would want April. I would want
April.
Oh, yeah. Three people who I would not want.
Who's the other one that you would? I heard Cowboy and April. Who's the other one?
LaJuan.
Oh, and LaJuan. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would I not want on? Just maybe Libra, because we had our iffy moments, and I know she wouldn't have my back.
Okay.
Memphis, definitely, because he had my back and then turned on me.
He couldn't trust.
Right.
And Brian Hart. I would stick with my season just because I know my season, and I'd say Brian Hart because he started the whole thing with Jerry, and he wanted me out second because he thought I was a tough competitor. So
that's true.
So that would be my three. And
all right,
it's a good thing I am the only Big Brother 10 in sequester. So woo-hoo. That's all I got. Is that a good answer?
That's a really good answer. I like your yeses and your noes. So yes, very good.
Thank you. And I don't mean like the nose. It's not like
I can tell your nose were for gameplay. It's not anything personal. It's because of gameplay.
Well, that's why I couldn't say anybody else because I never played with them. You know,
right.
That's why some people right. like they're like, well, who would you want to play with, and who would you, like you didn't play with these people, so you don't know.
Right.
Dan, why his name wasn't mentioned at all is because he's like a pancake. I don't know if I could flip him over in time to be on my side. He's like one of those, like, he's like, oh, you don't want to burn the goddamn pancake, you know, you got to flip it right. But if you flip it wrong, it either splatters or it's burnt, you know,
right.
So I love
him. I love your analogies.
No, because I'm going to either get burnt or I'm going to get fucking slopped on, you know, with Dan. It's like, he's a good player. He's good.
Yeah.
So
he's good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Hey, Cherry,
you,
Mickey.
Would you be thrilled if a current wrestler was back in the house?
You know, Jesse, I love Jesse. I just don't know, like, what other freaking twist could America possibly screw my ass over because I'm affiliated with him? Because, you know, I would be obviously on his side. It would be me and him. And so I knew that there would be some sort of, like, rift that would somehow screw me over. So, but I would love to play with Jesse, and Jesse's been back. I don't know. I mean, he's been back all the time. What about me? Did anybody forget?
What about Rennie Martin? I was
just going to ask
her about Rennie.
Rennie, she's very likable. She's funny. She's smart, beautiful.
Do you think she would have your back in the game? You could trust her?
I don't know. And, I mean, like I said, dispensable players, it's like you get to a certain point where you say this person could make you or break you, which I try to talk to Rennie to make her understand that she was the bottom of the barrel. And, you know, that's why we got a huge fight. We got all the alcohol taken away from Jury House, which I think that might have happened first. But I don't know. I don't know. I think that maybe lying with her would be good in the beginning, and then you'd have to wing her off because she's so many people like her, you know. But she's strong in competition. It makes me think about the honey competition. Do you guys remember that? It was like one of the first POV competitions, and she landed on her back and she was stuck and she looked like a fly in one of those flutter tape things, and she was just like waving her legs and her arms, and it was so funny. But yeah, that was really, really hard. I mean, that was one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. And I was really good at it. Yeah. My handler's telling me to move these questions along.
Hey, so what is up with Jerry nowadays? I know that he had cancer and everything, and he overcame that. Do you know where he is? That is a question out of the chat room.
Oh, yeah, the chat room. Of course I'm watching the chat room. You know what? I haven't talked to him in a few years. I did talk to him a couple years back after he was out of remission. Well, he was in remission from a cancer. And, you know, it's funny because it actually was from that honey POV that I think he started getting sick. And it was, you guys remember the honey with the pillows and everything, and then we got stuck with the feathers. Well, I guess like he inhaled like a lot of feathers and got cancer in his throat. And I heard he was, but I have not talked to him in like probably like a year and a half. So, I mean, I know he went to Dan's wedding and everything, and he was doing good, but yeah, I don't know, probably the past year on what, you know, it makes me want to call him and see how he's doing. But I can't.
I don't know how many people nowadays. I don't know how many people know this, but Ron had a contest one time, and one of the – it was a Big Brother-type contest, but one of the things that the competitors had to do was get people to call in for, on their behalf and talk to Ron, and I had gotten Jerry to call in and talk to him.
I remember he had not made other calls, but I forgot it was you, Vicky. That was such a special moment, especially for Ron.
Yeah, it was so hard. I had to get through Jerry's son to get to him. It was like one of the hardest things, but Ron just thought she thought that was so good that he got to talk to Jerry. Hey, do you guys think I did
a great job on that, Vicky?
Thanks. I actually won the contest that year, too. I don't
know
if you did
one,
but
I remember.
Yep. Hey, can I give a shout-out to one of my friends named Vernon Gator Gates?
Absolutely.
You just did.
You just did? Oh, well, I get to, he's going to come out. She's going to come out here to Florida where I'm at, and we're going to spend the day together tomorrow and Wednesday. And he's making a five-hour drive just to come out here and see me.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I got to meet the crazy fella in Oregon. And he's a retired police officer, and I tell you what, he's an incredible guy all the way around.
Yeah, he's really cool. I met him in Vegas, and he took me to Red Rock Canyon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was so awesome. Yeah, we had a great time. I heard he drove around in
his golf
course. Hi to
Vernon Gates from the Red Reality Show.
What?
I said hi to Vernon Gates from the Red Reality Show.
Yeah, I know he's listening because he was the one texting me.
Hey, LaJuan.
You know, because I kind of feel bad because LaJuan called in, and here we are, you know, not including LaJuan.
I'm good. You have to keep going.
Hey, so LaJuan, what do you think in Hope is the best twist of Big Brother 16? Because, you know, Julie Chen came out today on Twitter saying this is going to be the biggest twisted year of all of Big Brother history. So what do you think that would be the best twist ever that the viewers would just buy for?
I think the best twist would be to see some of the older players from like from seasons 1 through like 12, because like some of the players like Monica, I would love to see Monica play, and that would be funny.
Oh,
Monica, like old school versus new school, but like the old school, which didn't have internet, didn't have social media, didn't have any other things we have right now, versus the ones that, you know, social media is out there now. So that would be great that the big brothers that didn't have, like, the social media and all the advertising that they have right now on the internet. I think that would be great.
Don't have to have any qualifications for Monica. I would love her to be on. She was on stage with you, Cowboy.
She was. I got to really get to know Monica and sequester after we got kicked off of All Stars. And I learned so much about her. Monica was this bright, amazing person that never gives up. And she goes, you know, I'm going to keep on going. This is not going to shut me down. I mean, she was this amazing person. And, of course, I did watch her in season 2 when 9/11 happened. And I did not really know the details and really been up close to somebody that lost somebody in 9/11. And just to listen to her, I mean, you don't say a word because you're just in awe because of her presence. I mean, she is really an amazing young lady, and I think the world of her, and I would love to see her play again.
Oh, hey, we've got a Queenie in the chat room said that Julie announced Wednesday, June 18th, this coming Wednesday, fans can tune into the talk where at some point she will, at some point during the episode, Julie will be revealing this season's twist.
Wow! I'm thinking we should know. We should know who's in the house by Friday, so we can marinate by the weekend. They're going to let us know who's in the house by Friday. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they're supposed to reveal the cast on the 19th. Yes.
You said what?
And we will be doing a roundtable on Thursday. So y'all come back and we will talk about our first impressions to the bios, because hopefully we will have the bios in hand by the time we do our show. So, I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't.
I agree.
They're going to be revealing the twist on the talk, and on ET that night they're going to be showing the house. And
yep.
Then
right.
That's on Wednesday. On Thursday they're going to be revealing the cast, and then Thursday evening we'll be doing our show and talking about the cast bios. So,
I'm back. Am I back? I was gone for a while. Sorry, was in the middle of something random.
Hey, Michelle, we want to talk to your handler. Will your handler say hello? She's probably getting bored right now. She wants
to
interact.
No, there's nobody here. There's nobody here with me. I'm solo, dolo, molo, folo. And I'm super excited about Julie Chen letting everybody know about the twist. I want to know.
So what's your, let me ask you this. What is your twist, Cowboy? What would you think would be a good twist?
My favorite twist of all time probably would be oh my goodness. I like, if you do it fairly, what I think would be really cool is if you had 7 past house guests and 7 returning house guests, but you have to do it on an even number. And I feel like it would be kind of neat to see the interaction. But when you throw a different, like, odd number, I think that kind of throws it off. But I feel like if you did half and half, where it would be a fair shot. But the thing is that when you do something like that, it seems like the newbies does not play the game. Because, I mean, obviously, you've done something like that before, you know, obviously.
The newbies never play the game. They always say, we're going to get out the veterans, and then they get sucked in by their mist.
Oh, yeah. Are we touching a sensitive spot here, Luan?
Yeah. I mean, you're so right. Like, to be honest with you, I'm telling you, you cannot do it with newbies and veterans because, number one, they're going to be fan favorites of someone who is a veteran. And trust me, before the night is over, they're going to make a deal with someone that is a veteran. That's just totally done.
They're
going to
make a deal with
that.
The devil, period. Whether they're a veteran or not, they're going to make the deal with the devil.
And you know what? And truth be told, you can't blame them because they're going to someone who they feel like knows the game better than them, that can help them with their game. But truth be told also, I'm telling you, the newbies have an advantage. They always have an advantage, and they don't realize that. You get so excited getting into that house. When you get to that house, I think everyone
they're
going to
be mesmerized by my beauty. They're going to be like, oh, my God, Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
good
like,
God.
You get so mesmerized.
I can't evict you, girl. I love
you. Yeah, you get so mesmerized of when you get into the house that I think that I'm serious. You just, your mind goes totally bizarre, especially if you see a veteran or someone you've been watching for years, and then all of a sudden they're in the house with you. It's like,
or,
oh, my God.
One, get 7 people that's never watched the show ever, like the winner of Big Brother Canada 2. He did not know what Big Brother was all about.
Well, there's a lot of people, you know what, but there's a lot of people that don't know about Big Brother that go in the house, honestly. From my season, Cassie did not know nothing about the show. She didn't even know about Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's cray cray. I mean, like, how do you not research? No, but I'll be honest, because I was asked to do Tough Mudder, okay, which wasn't even anything to do with Big Brother. It was like, after I got out, somebody contacted me and was like, you want to do Tough Mudder? I was like, sure. I didn't know what the hell it was. I didn't look it up. I didn't read. I was like, all right, I can run. I mean, I'm a runner. 10 miles later, puking wine through mountains and ski lodges and dunking in water and running through fire and barbed wire and jumping. I was like, God damn it, I got to do my research. Like, this sucks. Like, I did not expect this. I should have goddamn trained. Like, this was like, people, like, they were pooping pink. I mean, they were, like, training for this. And when I say poop pink, I mean, they were, like, eating that, like, you know, energy bars, and, like, that was their life for, like, 5 months. And here I go, taking shots of wine before, and I'm like, okay, let's go. You do your research, people. But you know what? Maybe this was the best, because a lot of these people that win Big Brother don't even know what Big Brother is. They don't even know what head of household
is. Thank you. And I love that.
Yeah, they don't know what a veto is. Like,
that's like, that's like a dialogue for you knowing Big Brother, I guess.
Put 7 preachers with 7 young people and see what happens.
I know you, Michelle, I know you seem to be out of the loop in some aspects, but I just wanted to pass along to you that USA did win their first match 2-1, so...
Yay, I'm excited about
that.
The next time USA goes against any team, that's Portugal.
Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah. So I'm going to vote for Portugal. But yeah, I'm... if I can watch it.
I just want to say,
I don't know what you guys,
talking
about. You guys keep talking about the fact I'm in sequester. I'm not in sequester.
Hey, so did Allison and Rich come into your room just a little bit ago? Is that why you stepped away?
No, they hate me. Rich actually likes me. Allison Gardner hates me. No, I'm just kidding. No, I haven't seen them.
Have they went through your knickers yet and seen what you can take, what you can't take?
They went through my knickers. I was violated. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea what you're talking about, cowboy.
It's funny because I actually know what they do. Of course, LaJuan does too.
I don't know what you're talking about. My UCLA thong made it through. Demon.
Just be careful with the drug, though.
It's the Bruins ones that they were like, hell no, sister, this is the Bruins. You cannot bring these knickers up in the heel. I was like, oh, shit, I'm wearing them. They were like, you need to take them off. So needless to say, I don't have any underwear on.
Carrie was trying to.
I
make
didn't
a...
bring enough knickers. Everything said Patriots, God bless America, something like that, and they were like, no. I was like, that leaves me with 2 underwears. Like, what am I doing?
Michelle,
anyway, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm not a sequester, and let me ask my handler. Hold on, Cherry, before you drop the ball.
Well,
okay,
this caller's
said,
been
okay.
dropping off the switchboard a couple of times. She's been trying
to call
in.
Well, my handler
in
said, okay. My handler's not happy
all
about
right.
it, but she says okay.
Thank you.
Girl.
Here we go.
Ms.
Heather, how are you today, babe?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Is Cowboy still there?
Yes, dear.
Cowboy's
how are you?
With us, LaJuan and Michelle. Casta
okay.
is not in sequester.
Okay. I really have this kind of weird question for Cowboy.
Get your cowboy hat ready to cover up them.
I didn't need to know that much, but
Oh, shit.
Okay. I follow a couple people who watch The Bachelorette.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, how do you know about the guy that camped out for a week to try to win her over? I mean,
they had it on the show last week.
They had it on the show.
Yeah, I know. Do you watch that?
Yes.
That's cool. I think it's cool that you watch that. That's fun.
Yes, I am a big fan of The Bachelorette and The Bachelor and Bachelor Pad. I think the world of the show. I think that it was sad that I just went blank and you caught me off guard. The gentleman that passed away right after the taping. Jeff Paul or my gosh, I went blank.
I know who you're talking about, and that was sad.
Yeah, and when they gave him the, you know, the memorial of, you know, this season's for him, I think that they did the right thing.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But absolutely. I love the show. I think that I might be behind one show, but no, you can ask Cherry. I keep up with it very frequent. I had to sit and watch Juan Pablo with my mother, and it made me so sick.
He was not a fan of Juan Pablo.
Yeah, because Juan Pablo was so full of his self that, I mean, I just cannot believe the way that he acted at the end of the show, and everyone calling, and Sean calling him out on it, saying, you know, we basically owe the fans, and you're just full of crap. And, you know, they gave Juan Pablo commercial deals and stuff with MM and, you know, for, you know, a couple weeks there that we saw. I feel like they were treating him so good, and in return, he crapped on them. And but that's with any reality show. I mean, you can get that from anywhere.
What I can tell you is there was something that came out from E!, which is the entertainment channel. And Mr. Juan Pablo is going to be on couples therapy this fall. I'm not kidding you.
That is too funny. It doesn't surprise me.
I wonder why.
But I can tell you, I do think, unfortunately, I didn't watch all of it, but I saw bits and pieces. That accent of his supposedly came in and out. I don't know for sure if he was as real as he, you know, but that's beside the point at this time. But, yeah, I just was wondering how you knew about what was going on in The Bachelorette, because, like I said, I got a couple friends that follow it, and they do a show on Tuesday afternoon. But that's all I wanted to know, and I wanted to say hello to all of you.
So does it shock you that Cowboy watches a program like that?
A little bit, but... It's, you know what, though? It's entertainment.
Yes, ma'am. It sure is. And this is the biggest thing. I love reality TV. I have loved reality TV since the first day of Survivor to the first day of Big Brother. I watch every type of reality show like this. Who Wants to Marry Prince Harry or Marry Harry, which I'm very sad. Cherry broke the news that... they canceled it on me, so I'm really sad on that. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's sad. And then I started watching The Escape Club Cherry told me that I had to watch. And it's like Big Brother in a house, but they get to go on the ocean and stuff. And I have only watched the first show. I've got to catch up. But on the second show, they bring their exes in the house.
Oh.
And it's actually a cool concept because there's going to be one winner that's going to get 1 year paid to do nothing, to sit on their butts, and everything will be paid for 1 year.
Wow.
It's on the EE channel. It's interesting. It's like a real world Big Brother. It's a lot of young folks in there. It's called the Escape Club. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
it just started, so.
All right.
Well, thank you, Heather. Appreciate
you
calling
in.
Yes, Heather. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that felt that sting. That was a call out.
you got busted out, sir.
I watched
Bachelorette, and I love Andy, and I'm glad that she's a Bachelorette, and I'm sad to see that, you know, one of them passed away, and I think what they did with the show of actually not showing the rose ceremony and dedicating the rest of the show, I think that was awesome.
Yep,
and I
want to
say that Big Brother actually has the most marriages out of any reality show.
Really?
So Bachelor and Bachelorette, you can have your Bachelor Pat.
Luan married a couple of them.
Yes, Luan did marry a couple
of them. I did.
Yeah.
And I can say, from my season on, I have been to about a couple of the loves of the show wedding. So, yeah. Just call me the wedding date. I don't care.
Good luck.
So,
the wedding will
Big Brother's the best reality show ever. So, that's why there's
the wedding wizard. Well, wonderful.
But you know what I have to say? As you said that, Terry, I have to say this, though, because I will admit, and I think Michelle Cowboy Podcast attests this too, it can go on for years to come. I'm going to be honest with you. It surprises me of the fans that still, like, they come up to you and they're just, like, so excited and just so, like, in your face. Like, I mean, like, they know you. And I to be honest with you, it gives me joy, because I'm like,
yeah.
You still remember that I'm on the show? And they're like, are you kidding me? And it's just like the love that the Big Brother fans have, that's priceless to me.
Absolutely.
I could be going to the store. I could be washing my car. And I've had people pull up with their grandmothers and say that my grandmother loves you. Can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, are you serious? And I'm like, to piggyback on that, I would have to say Big Brothers has the best fans. We do. We have the best fans.
The best fans. And that's because the live feeds gives us the opportunity to spend so much time with you in the house, being able to watch you 24/7. We feel like we know you so much better than any other reality show. We actually, like Michelle often says, we watch you butter your toast. We watch you eat your cereal. We watch you do everything in that house. And
pee-pee in the potty.
We feel like we get to know you so well during those 3 months of summer, watching you day in and day out. And when you come out, so many of you are so gracious and so wonderful to your fans, as both of, you know, all three of you are on the show today. You know, you stay with your fans. You don't come out and say, well, I've had my season, you know, hello, goodbye. You stay with your fans. You don't leave us. And that's wonderful. And you do the charities out there that, you know, you give back to your communities. And, you know, you give back year after year. Michelle's been out, you know, since season 10. Cowboy's been out since, you know.
10 years.
Yeah, that's
Terry,
amazing.
You mentioned
that
the
you guys
three
are
people
still out there
that
giving
are
back.
With us now, but I just want to give you the opportunity to talk about who we had on Thursday. She is one heck of a woman, too.
Oh, my gosh. We had Jen DiTerno.
Love her.
Oh, I love her.
On Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
And talk about, this is one way you can definitely tell somebody's character. I asked her to talk about her wedding. And even during the most important day in a woman's life, Jen was giving back on the most important day of a woman's life, on her wedding day. She rented a room from a charity organization that when you rent this room, it gives back to young people who are less fortunate, and the proceeds from that room gives back to this charity. And it's young people who are less fortunate, and they need the money for, you know, things in their community. And mm-hmm. so she rented her room for her wedding and her reception so that the money, the proceeds would go to this organization. And, you know, who does, who thinks about that kind of thing on their wedding day? You know?
Exactly.
Jen Turno.
Jen sent me a message. She was going to be on tonight, and she couldn't make it because of some prior obligations.
She got called into work, yeah. I talked to her earlier.
Yeah, but she says she loves everybody, and she doesn't believe that I'm home, and she thinks I'm in sequester. And she wants me to say hi to her, and I love her every time I'm in front of the camera. So that's going to be a lot of time, biatch.
You know, I tell you, real quick, you know, I missed my flight 1 year to Toys for Tots, and it worked out that I actually got to pick up a flight, and I actually was on, I was going to be on Terry's and Chinatown Joe's, but I missed my flight, and I got to be on her flight, and it was like, it was incredible because, you know, I'm president on Toys for Tots in New Hampshire. Michelle Costa is vice president now. And, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, raising money and toys for Toys for Tots. But when I cast to have people at our event, I'm a fan as well. And I got to get to know her on a flight. And,
amazing.
I mean, she's the most incredible young lady in the world. And speaking of Toys for Tots, LaJuan, you still owe me one.
You know what?
You gotta come down, boo boo.
I know. And guess what? And this is no joke. And you heard it first on here. Cherry, you know me. I told you last year I couldn't come. But this year I'm coming, but you gotta remember this. Every time when I'm coming this time, we're gonna have a double celebration because you know it always falls on my birthday. Always.
Absolutely.
Of course, boo boo.
Always.
You know, it's your birthday. It's Michelle Costa's birthday. It's my birthday week.
I know.
We're having to do a double celebration slash
charity, Big Bang, Babugo, Fantabulous, the Wonderful, Cowboy, Yeehaw, Michelle.
Good Lord Almighty.
Hey, Michelle, I'm gonna put you on the spot. When you win Big Brother 16, I need a charitable donation for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, I was just thinking I need to definitely, like, you know, put some of the proceeds. But, yeah, you know, I got that Texas. But I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm not in sequester. I am in Rhode Island staring out my window at the beautiful scenery. And I'm sticking to my story. I mean, you, after all this, I mean, they would not let me do a radio show. Do you guys really still think that I'm in sequester?
Girl, you never know what to expect from Big Brother. You never know.
You never know, honey.
You could be on the bio on Thursday, honey. And I say, I just talked to her on Monday.
But you know, I like the bayou, girl. It's fantastic this time of year. I hear the bayou is fantastic.
Girl, look.
Jumbo, jumbo shrimp and shrimp. You know, I like
that. Look, if I don't see you in NYC
shrimp today.
If I don't see you in NYC next week, then I know something up. Put it like that.
I
put it like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I will be in NYC. I might be a little bit late. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm going actually with Mama Costa, who thinks
like
I'm a sequester. She,
late.
Mama Costa, listen, this is for real. Mama Costa for real asked me if my ass was in sequester. I said, girl, what you doing?
It's like you'd be the first
my
to
God.
Know that.
I said,
sequester.
Shit, I can't even get it past my mom, and I live with her. Like, what the hell? I can see why all these people be thinking it. My old mama looking at me, she's like, you in sequester, I know you are. I was like, what the hell? I said, Mom, why would you think that? She said, I know your ass is there. You're in sequester. I said, oh, good God.
Oh, girl.
Oh. Yeah, but my mama's doing good. I've been taking care of her. That's what I do, my job.
Good.
Well, I tell you what, I love Mama Costa, and I wish her the best. I hope that your brother steps in while you're in the house. And if she needs any help, tell her to call me. I'll fly down there, and if I need to do anything, I'll do it. I'll push that lawnmower. Well, y'all don't actually have grass that grows down there because it stays cold, so I don't have to worry about that.
No, you got to come cut the grass. You got to come, like, vacuum and change Mama Casa's cast. You got to do it all. No, anyway, I'm here taking care of her. Though that was a weird question. I was like, Mama Casa, you want some drugs and shit? And she's like, Michelle, I just take the drugs the doctor told me, and I know you in sequester, you bitch. And I was like, oh, my God, my mom just called me a bitch or a beach or something. I was like, oh, my God. Lord almighty. I was like, I am in trouble. Mama Casa don't mess around. She's, like, ready to beat me up.
Oh,
I was like,
oh
yeah. You know, I was like, you're going to starve in the morning, Mama Casa. You're going to starve.
Michelle.
She got fed this morning. She got fed with my hands.
Now I know something's up because I know that Mama Costa is the sweetest woman on the planet. So
like, who asked her own daughter
up.
They're in sequester? I'm standing right in front of you, woman.
Michelle.
She doesn't know, like she goes, oh, my God, I got all these messages. Everybody thinks, just, what do I say? I said, where am I? I'm in front of you, right? She goes, but I don't know, are you? Oh, my God. I said, Mom, I'm standing right here. I'm in front of you, and I'm giving you your pills. That don't mean nothing. I don't trust you. My own mama, she said, don't trust me.
Oh,
she said,
God.
You
well,
lying. You lying, girl. I was like, oh, okay.
Michelle, I am heading off. So I want to say that I want you to go and kick some BB16.
You just signed that goddamn release. Cowboy, sign that release, bitch. That's
yeah,
all you need
yeah.
to do.
Well,
sign
you
your
need
life
to,
away.
You need to send it to me, and I'll sign it. But I love you, right. Baby girl. And if you're not in sequester, we're going to have a bigger laugh that you didn't make it on. But I hope that you are.
I mean, really, well, do you think, what is it that I'm doing that makes you think that I'm in sequester? I don't get it. I'm not there. I am staring outside, even though whenever we do the show, there's that weird bird that makes noises, and the fucking thing is quiet today. Fucking bastard. I don't know. I mean, it's just so random, all the electronical issues. But, Cowboy, thank you for pretending to be me, and you're probably naked, so just continue that on towards whatever you're going
All right, Lauren, I love you.
Naked ass.
I love you, Lauren.
Cherry, thank you so much. I cannot wait to start the roundtable on this Thursday, 9 o'clock Central Time. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I'm on Western Time. I mean, it's full. I mean, it's...
All right, guys.
829 East Coast. Yep, that's where I am.
All right, Michelle, I love you so much. I'm glad that you have a sense of humor, But I really hope that you're lying to us. I really hope that they've got you.
Why would I
limbo
lie?
Somewhere.
I'm not lying. I mean, I love you, cowboy. I would never lie.
All right, baby girl. Well, good luck.
Cowboy.
And,
oh, that was believable. Okay, baby girl. All right, bye.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. LaJuan, love you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, love
take
you
care,
more.
Cowboy.
My clock is counting down. I mean, I don't know. My phone battery is dying. I have no idea what's happening.
All right, but to tell us who is going to be your special guest next week. Have you lined that up yet?
You know, I actually haven't. I've been so just in deep thought of LaJuan that I haven't even thought about anything beyond LaJuan. I've been like, well, a wonderful love with this. Love for Weston. The wonderful nescence. I don't know. I'm making up shit right now. I don't know. LaJuan's been the only thing on my mind. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I love LaJuan.
I love you more.
I love you more. I do.
Well, Michelle. I think if this is the last show you're able to do for a while, let's at least – do you want to listen to the HR, the House Rodent?
I would love to, and I will be back next week, bitches. So don't fret, my pets, but I would love to listen to HR. Let's listen up. What did you have to say?
Hey, 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 House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to fold pillows and had trouble saying Lana. Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Why is the Sunday? Because today is Ron and Michelle Monday. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
I hope there's a lot more where that came from because, I mean, like I said, you guys, think what you want, dream what you want, as I dream for this as well, for me to be in sequester, and I would do anything to be there, and I would love to be able to give you guys, it's kind of crazy to say, but, like, I think you guys want this more than me. This is how fucked up this is. You
no.
guys want it more than me to be able to see me there. I don't know how you guys would be. I don't think that you do. I'm scared for you. I think Jerry and Paul would have meltdowns. I think Paul would freeze in the middle
fine,
of the winter.
Michelle. We just want you there and want you to win. We'll be here supporting you and rooting you on and watching you every minute of every day and waiting for our shout-outs and just rooting
this
on.
This is so crazy. It's like I've never been in this position. I think this has been probably the first year that my name has really been thrown out there. And, you know, I listen to what people say, and I second-guess myself. I'm like, am I fucking in sequester? No, I'm in work. I'm fucking working like a dog. And I would do anything to be able to do this for us. And if I do, I'm not, but if there's some crazy thing that America votes and they pick people to go in the house and that's why mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm a sequester, please vote for me. I promise I'm going to give you my back. I promise I'm going to give you, like, competitions and everything. And, you know, I'm not there in sequester, but you never know. We all know that they bring past house guests back the day before. So
crazy things happen with Big Brother.
That's
yeah,
right.
I mean, anything can happen. I just like I know you guys have my back, and I would give anything to be able to give you guys what you want, and that would be for me to be a sequester. So, am I there? I don't know. California is beautiful. My handler is really angry with me right now because I beat her in war. And we're trying to do a rematch, but this kind of radio show has put a block, cop block, in our situation.
Sherry,
I haven't been able to see the chat room. I just want to say hi again. Hi. Hi.
All right, well.
They're hoping right along with us. And, you know, we feed watchers over the years, the big fans, do watch a lot of feeds. But if you're on the show, Michelle, I just don't know if I will ever be able to say, okay, I need to run to the store. No, I can't. I got to watch Michelle.
That's so crazy. Like, I can't. Like I said, this has been the first time, I think, out of all the years that my name has been thrown around there like crazy. And with the circumstances of conversations I've had with people, which people think is weird and odd. I mean, like Cowboy, we had a conversation before. I mean, we did that skit together. And it took me a few times to understand what he said, but Paul and Cherry will back me up on this. And Cowboy says, this is the oddest conversation I've had. He really thinks I'm in there. And, I mean, I would do anything for you guys. And
wow. We would too, Michelle. We would too, believe me, girl.
I just don't have anything else to say, but I'm excited for Big Brother. I'm excited to see, you know, possibly my friends going on there. Newbies, I feel sad for you. And we all know that they're not going to expose the veterans on the 19th. I hear there's a new house. So I can't wait to shit in their first toilet ever. Yeah! That's just a joke. I'm totally kidding. because my season, a lot of people had to take Fiverr. But I will be back next Monday. That's all I can say. And my handlers, I think our shift like ending, and she needs to revolve and bring another person in to watch me. But I love
all
you
right,
guys.
See, well, we're gonna wrap this one up.
I love Come you,
on,
love you, love
you,
you from
much.
Sequesta, bitches.
Michelle, we love
I'm in Ganya.
You,
who am I joking? I'm in Ganya, and it's beautiful to come here.
We love you, Michelle. Love you, love you, love you, girl.
Mwah, 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 mwah. I got to go. I don't mean to run it short, but I got to go. I love you guys. Mwah.
We love you too, Michelle. You take care, LaJuan. Love you, babe.
Love you more.
Take care. All right.
All right.
Love you, babe. Take care, hon. And we'll find out more about what's happening on Big Brother 16 real soon. As we said, there will be new information coming out on Wednesday regarding the house and the twist. And on Thursday, the big cast reveal. So this is a big, exciting week. And then on Thursday evening, Cowboy starts his new Big Brother Roundtable show right here on the Rad Reality Show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So make sure you join us here for that. We'll have info on the new cast bios to go over by the time that
Sherry,
show starts.
We know the bios by now. It's going to be All-Stars, and we already know everything about those people.
Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so.
We didn't get an opportunity to give a proper goodbye to Mr. Lawan. That was so great to hear him always. Don't you agree?
I know. I just love him. There's new information coming out all the time. I did get a call today that told me that there was going to be newbies in the house. So I said, this year has been the rumor mill from hell where Big Brother is concerned. I've heard more rumors this year about Big Brother than all the other seasons combined. And I just don't know what to believe. You think you know where it's at and what direction it's heading in, and then something else happens, something new comes out, somebody, you know, calls with something new, and you think, maybe not. And I just don't know. So I'm as confused as I've ever been about the season.
I think it's the producers that are chuckling that they've orchestrated this whole confusion and messing with the fans.
I think you're probably right. I think they're having a great time with the rumor mill this year, and they've done a great job at it. They've put out some doozies this year, and I think they've orchestrated some of the the house guests to play along.
I choose to believe that they know it's going to be All Stars, and they told the All Stars potential house guests that they want them to play along, so they think that it's not true. That's my Paul's little reality. I want it to be true so badly.
I do too. I like your theory. Let's run with that. I would love for that to be true.
You only have a few more days, so I can run with it for a few more days. That's what I will believe. Cherry, you and I probably will have to have a phone call to console each other if we find out on Thursday that what we had hoped would be happening isn't happening, because that will disappoint me greatly, and I know it will you as well.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I have my hopes up so high. So, so high. And it's almost like having a child going in the house.
I know.
So, I
don't know what I'm going to do. I guess maybe I can get used to using flashback, but I'm serious when I wasn't joking. It's going to be hard to leave the feeds. Maybe we'll just do the 24-hour thing. Okay, they're all in bed. I can get away now while they're sleeping and do my stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to take shifts or something.
I'm looking forward to Cowboy coming back, and I'm so happy that this is his dedication to our show. He long ago prearranged his job, so he made sure that he had that night off, and that is huge to me. I should personally thank him, but he's gone now. But that is so awesome, and I'm looking forward to his return.
Yes, last year he had a few issues making it to the show on time because of his work schedule, and so this year he actually worked it out so that he has Thursdays off so he can be here at the show without any problems and, you know, do the show without any issues. And he is so dedicated to the Rad Reality Show.
And the people,
as is Michelle. You know, Michelle's been doing this show for years now. And
I was just mentioning Michelle because for those people that are used to Michelle consistently getting guests to come on and sometimes surprising us with guests, that's Cowboys' MO too, isn't it, Jerry?
Absolutely. They both have, you know, a huge artillery of Big Brother friends that they can call upon at the drop of a hat and, you know, get guests to come on. And, you know, they've just friended so many Big Brother alumni, not only from their seasons, but from all of the seasons, both before theirs and since theirs. And
even fans that like Mary Conley from The Amazing Race, who is such a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. She's one of the biggest Big Brother fans I know. She absolutely, like we do, her life changes as we know it when Big Brother starts. And that's a true fan. And our lives are all about to change for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
So we've only got 9 days, and
do you know what?
Glued to our computers, we're already starting to get there now.
Only
thing, watching the rumors.
I was excited to see, just because it's a new thing, to see a two-night premiere, but then I realized that it's going to delay the live feeds until midnight Thursday, you know, after the second night of the premiere before we'll get to see the live feeds. But, well, boy, we'll have a lot to talk about next Thursday. And
I know.
The following Thursday, after the premiere. Holy moly. This is going to be great.
It's an exciting week. And the following week is going to be just as exciting. So I'm all geared up and ready to go. This is what we do these shows for. I mean, we love all the other reality shows, and we love talking about, you know, Survivor and The Amazing Race and all the other ones we talk about. But Big Brother is the big one. This is what we get so excited for.
Absolutely. As Cowboy would say, absolutely.
Yep. All right, kids. Well, we've talked this one out. We're going to wrap this one up for tonight. I want everybody back here, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Thursday. We'll have a lot to talk about since we'll know what the house looks like and at least some cast members revealed. And we'll be able to talk about who we like and who we don't like from whatever bios CBS releases to us. And we'll be able to figure out how many be voting on Wednesday night from whatever they release to us. Because it does sound like we're going to be doing some voting. We figured that out.
I got it. I believe it too, yeah.
My guess is that there will be, and this is just my guess, you know, I could be totally off base, but my guess is that they'll release so many bios, and then there'll be a number of boxes that will be blank, and that will be for the house guests that they'll reveal Wednesday night when we find out who we're going to be voting on. And then we'll have to fill those boxes with the house guests that we vote in.
I'm setting my DVR right now to make sure I record the talk on Wednesday. I don't want to forget that. Oh, wow.
And Entertainment Tonight, too.
Yep. I already had that set on my DVR. I set that recording
about 5 days ago.
Okay. Well, everybody remember?
Jerry, I had a question about the talk. Do we? Because I know you peek in and watch that pretty consistently. Have they talked about whether the ladies are going in for a Big Brother game this year?
I haven't seen anything yet. Now, I didn't watch it today. Rich and I were busy doing other things. We're getting ready to get some things delivered for our backyard, and we were busy trying to move some things around in our backyard. But so I didn't see all of it today. Normally,
okay.
I see the talk every single day.
Speaking of your backyard, did Jen motivate you to do some of her kind of gardening? That was amazing. That was amazing what she grows back there in her yard. I know.
Oh. She does some great plants and wonderful herb growing and planting. I do want to grow some tomatoes and some other things that she had in her garden. I would like to do that, and I've got some perfect containers to do it in, so she might have inspired me some. I might have to get those growing and send her some photos and show her how she inspired me.
Yeah.
So, but we're getting, our little dogs are so tiny that they can get through. We've got the white, I guess it's called plastic fence or the PVC or whatever it's called,
right.
Fencing that never rots or whatever. And our dogs are so thin that they can get through that. And the subdivision has a lot of subdivision rules. You can't put up just any kind of fence. So we're getting a dog run delivered and going to be 20 feet long and 6 feet wide. We bought an extra length in length so that they would have, it was only going to be 10 feet long and 6 feet wide, but we bought extra length piece so that it will be 20 feet long and 6 feet wide, and we're going to put it right up by the house, and it goes underneath our deck, so they'll have shade.
And cover from rain.
Right, and so that way they'll be protected, and they can run loose without being on a leash, and they'll
protected
be safe
the
and not
airborne,
be able to.
Protected from any airborne dangers, too.
Correct. So that's what we're doing, so it doesn't sound crazy.
Well, when you told Stella and Ari, are they getting excited? Did they say, "Can't wait, Mommy"?
I don't talk to them quite like that.
I'm teasing you.
But, yeah, we're getting that delivered tomorrow, and I'm just excited that they'll be able to be outside off-leash because I hate having them on leash all the time.
Yeah, and it will free you up, too, a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, and it's just good for them to be able to run and play and not be on a leash all the time. But I'm also very overly protective. I don't want them getting loose and, being in any danger. So, got to do what you got to do. So that's what we're doing.
Believe me, listeners, these aren't paranoid worries. It has happened to small dogs around where you've lived that they can be in danger. So I know how you feel about it. So that's wonderful news.
I have tiny little bitty Italian greyhounds. They're very little bitty 7 and 9 pound dogs, and they're very skinny little by nature. Not just because I don't starve my dogs. They're very well fed. They're just skinny little dogs, and they can get through a fence. And We also live out in the suburbs where we've had some attacks from chicken hawks, and they've actually attacked a little Yorkshire Terrier, and
oh, I love Yorkies.
Hurt it very badly. I know, it hurt it very badly. So your dog's here, so that's what we're doing. Anyway, I got really off base there. but anyway, I want everybody back here on Thursday. Can't wait to talk Big Brother 16 once we have more information on the house guests who will be in the house, see what the house looks like, and be able to really get down to talking about what the house guests look like, what their bios say, and can really get down to some info on them. So Thursday will be the day. Join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. I'm going to wrap it up with Ron, as we always do. Thank you all for joining us tonight. It's been fun. Hope you enjoyed Michelle and Luan and Cowboy and all of our callers tonight. Take care. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you Thursday. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.
And you've listened to the Rad Reality Show.
God bless you guys.
Come back Thursday.
Good night.
Good night.
I love that.
You too. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. It's been a blast. Had a great time with Michelle tonight, and Luan, and Cowboy, and all the callers that called in tonight, and our chat room, too. It's been a blast.
Podcast, thank you for listening.
Yes, absolutely. Can't wait for Thursday. It's going to be an exciting week. Take care, everybody. God bless. Say goodnight, Paul.
Good night. I can't quite do it.
There you go. All right. Take care, everybody. God bless.